Welcome back. Great to have your company on our final day this Friday, November the 27th. We're heading off to have a little bit of a break. We'll be back next year, though, which is exciting news for us. Hope it's exciting news for you people. Doug Hawkins to join us, and then we're giving away the Toyota Kluger GX two-wheel drive to our Cooler of the Year and Toyota Ambassador. Daisy Pearce will join us as well. But now, Wispy, it's a great thrill. We spoke to many, many people through the course of the year, particularly when the COVID situation just put all sport on the back burner.
Yes.
Nothing to be played anywhere in the world. So we had to be a little lateral and we thought, well, let's aim for the stars, shoot for the stars and go for some big names from international sport.
Not everyone answered the call.
Not everyone. No, fair to say. Magic Johnson didn't get back to us. But Harry Redknapp did, and he is a star in his own right, and we love him. He's managed West Ham, Bournemouth, Portsmouth, Southampton, Tottenham and QPR. He won the FA Cup back in 2008, and he always took our call, and he's done it again this morning. Good morning to you, Harry.
How are we doing, lads? Okay?
We're going well. How are you holding up over there?
Yeah, we're fine. Yeah, I mean, we're still in lockdown. I went to my first game this week, actually. I got invited along to Bournemouth. They played Notts Forest on Tuesday night. And, you know, I got invited up there in the director's box. There was only four people in the director's box. So, but, yeah, it was nice to just get to a game, even though it was very strange with no fans there. Yeah.
Is it a strange place to be back in England at the moment, the lockdown and all, or is it now starting to ease a little bit again?
It's like a ghost town out there. You know, I went out just now to get our fish and chips for our dinner tonight. We've got a great fish and chip shop. They're still doing takeaways, but there was no one on the streets. It was deserted. Bournemouth, there was no one around. It's unbelievable.
Harry, did you get a portion with your fish as well?
A large portion.
Yes.
I've got Sandra, what she used to, small one.
What's your fish and chip order, Harry, when you go down to the fish and chip shop?
Oh, I had haddock and chips.
Right.
Sandra had hake.
Right.
A nice fish. And our granddaughter's here, Molly, she had hake and chips, yeah.
Beautiful.
Do they have dim sims over there, Harry?
Not in the fish and chip shops, no. We have a few dim gyms, yeah, but not.
Harry, are you a vinegar and salt man with your fish and chips?
Oh yeah, vinegar. Love a bit of vinegar on it. Yeah, I actually have brown sauce on it and tartar sauce. I mix it. I have a bit of everything. Yeah, love it.
Sounds magnificent. Hey, Harry, what were your thoughts when the news came through with the passing of Diego Maradona? And did you have any first-hand experiences with the Argentinian superstar?
No, I'd met him a couple of times. You know, at different times he came to Tottenham once when I was there. But I mean, what a footballer! I mean, what a genius. I watched I don't know the name of the one I watched recently. It was on a plane coming back from Dubai. And it was the one where, you know, he'd gone to Lazio and the mafia were involved, weren't they, there? And it was just amazing.
Hey, Harry, what set him apart? When you watch somebody like a Diego Maradona and others...
Naples, I'm sorry, not Lazio, he went Naples, I beg your pardon, I'm cracking up. Yeah. Naples, when he went to Napoli.
That's right, Napoli.
He just had everything, didn't he? You know, I watched this the documentary, and, you know, he was about 7 or 8 years of age, and he's doing things, he showed you where he was born, where he's brought up. I mean, no disrespect, you wouldn't keep your pigeons there, I mean... He came from the really, really poor background. But, you know, his mum and dad seemed lovely people. And he was just an amazing, amazing talent. You know, I mean, he got into the first team, you know, in Argentina at 15 years of age. You know.
Where was he set, Harry, in terms of the players that you've watched and coached and
well, it has to be, you know, for me, you know, he's right at the top. There's him, there's Pelé. There's obviously that. Now we've got Messi and Ronaldo. But he would have to be right, you know. He was either the best or whatever. It's a matter of opinions, isn't it? But he was a genius. To go to Napoli and to turn them round from a team that was in the bottom half of the division going nowhere to winning the title and, you know, and just almost single-handedly winning the World Cups with Argentina and He was just a fan. When you looked how he got kicked from pillar every time he got the ball. In Argentina, you know, Gentile is chopping him across the knees and people are kicking him from everywhere. And, you know, he just rode tackles and he was brave. He had everything. He was just an amazing player.
Hey, Harry, you were talking to Harry Redknapp, who managed West Ham, Bournemouth, Portsmouth, Southampton, Tottenham and QPR. When you manage a talent like a Diego Maradona, and there's only a few blokes who probably were able to play at that level, what is it from a coaching perspective that you can actually give a player like that?
Well, you know, no one ever coached him. He never got coached as a little boy. You know, when he's doing this, I'm watching him on this video, and he could do anything with the football. He's about 7 or 8 years of age. I mean, no one would have coached. He's in the first team at 15. You know, he just got the ball and off he goes. He does what he does. And same as Messi. No one's taught Messi. Messi learned. He had a gift, and he learned to play football in the streets. And, you know, that was how he plays. I mean, that's what I love. Yesterday, lads, I did a podcast. I've been doing podcasts. And I did one with Rod Stewart yesterday, which was fantastic. I love talking to Rod about football, you know, for an hour, really. And he was talking about Jimmy Johnson at Celtic, who could dribble and beat people. They're a dying breed now. They're not about in the game. People that can do something special, you know, beat people. It's everybody wants to pass. You hear the coaches now when they're coaching young kids. I go to watch kids play and I hear the coaches pass. I want to see them dribble. I want to see them beat someone. I want to see them show me some skill, do something special, beat people. And it's something that's going out the game, unfortunately.
And how was Rod? How's Rod Stewart holding up at the moment, Harry?
He was in good form. He absolutely was fantastic yesterday. I had a great chat with him for an hour. So, really top drawer.
Who does he support in the soccer?
Oh, he's Celtic crazy.
Yeah, right.
I mean, he's going to be in mourning tonight. They're getting beat 4-1 again out in Czechoslovakia. In the, you know, I watched them last week get beat 4 by a really unrated Czech team who murdered them. And they've got beat again badly tonight. And at the moment, it's beginning to look as though they won't do the 10 in a row, which has been the big thing for Celtic. 10 championships in a row. It looks to me this year, Rangers 11 points clear, looking in great form under Stevie Gerrard. You'd have to fancy Rangers to spoil their party.
Hey, Harry, I can hear the passion in your voice still when you talk about the great game. What is it you miss most about the game?
Well, everything really going, you know, I love it. I watch, you know, even now, I watch every game on TV. I'll go and watch, if I'm going past the park and there's a game on, I stop and watch it. I love it. You know, I had a fella ring me the other day. He said, Harry, is a little restaurant we go in. And he said, I wonder if you can help us. He said, I feel embarrassed ringing you. He said, but our under 11 team, my son plays for, the manager's had to pack up. You don't know anybody that could take them for us, do you? I said, when do they play? He said, Sundays. I said, I'll do it for a few weeks, no problem. You know, I love it. It's great. It's football, isn't it? Whatever team, whatever level, you know, I love being involved.
That's fantastic. And as Tim says, we can hear it in your voice. Just as we let you go, how are the horses going? We've just been through our spring carnival. We've had the Melbourne Cup over here. Are you going to get one and send it over here or not?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've got a runner tomorrow night at Chelmsford.
What's it called?
In the 7:45 at Chelmsford tomorrow night, it's called Fortune Finder.
And is it
going to win? I'm going to rename. If it doesn't win, I'm going to rename it Fortune Loser.
Hey Harry, the last time we spoke to you, tell us about your dogs. Are you able to feed them some of the fish and chips under the table, or that's a no-no in your house?
Yeah, no, I'll give them a bit. My missus keeps rucking me. I've just been giving them a nice bit of fish under the table, yeah.
I get a bit of wind on the back of that fish. Won't be too good, Harry.
Yeah, they love it, though. A bit of fish and chips.
Hey, you have a great Christmas to you and your wife and family. You've been great
and
to
you
us.
And you guys. Has Robbie left? Robbie Fowler's not out there this year?
I don't know if he's...
I think he's left, Harry.
He's left. He's coming back, yeah.
He's gone to... Yeah, I thought I saw today he'd gone to India or somewhere to manage.
Yes, I think you might be right. So he could be back heading your way.
Right. Good luck in Australia to everybody. What a great country.
Oh, you're
amazing
a good man.
Place.
We'd love to have you out, Harry. And we'll make sure when you do, you look us up. We'd love to have you. You've been great to us, and we appreciate you jumping on today.
Keep well, guys.
Good on you.
See you, Harry.
Harry Redknapp there, who's just a... I'd love to sit down, Harry. Wouldn't you love to sit down over fish and chips and a couple of beers?
You know what I love, though, is, you know, when you talk to people who've been associated with a sport and you get into a conversation and there's genuine passion in, like, the decibels just raise just a little bit and you can sort of feel how much that the game still means to them. And clearly that's the case with Harry.
Are you a Rod Stewart fan?
Yeah, my word, I am. Big Rod Stewart fan. I missed him. I missed that bit where he said Rod Stewart there.
Why did you?
I didn't pick up on that, no.
That's part,
I thought it must.
Radio,
I thought it was somebody else, Stewart. I thought he said Bob Stewart.
The menswear shop here.
Yes.
In
yes. Well, who the hell's Bob Stewart?
I want a bit, boys, I want a bit of Rod Stewart sailing when we come back.
Oh, lovely. Because like you love your music, don't you?
Oh, I do like Rod Stewart. So that'll come up after we have a chat with Mickey Wall from Sportsbet. Oh, it's great to have your company. The excitement is building in here. We can see, just so all of our people who are in the running for the Toyota, we can see you
all. Of them.
So, Ash, don't look pick your nose, mate. We can see you there from where we are. They're all waving away. Costa, love the work you've done with your backdrop. Costa's got the big Toyota backdrop.
Oh, nice work, Costa.
Very
nice work from you.
Murray, what about Murray's shirt up there? It looks like he's going on holiday to Hawaii. Mazda.
Magnificent. Very magnificent. Nice. And Philip there. What sort of a job, what do you reckon Phil does for
him? Where is Phil?
Yeah, Phil there with the shaved head. What do you reckon he does for
him? Oh, he's from Shaver Shop.
Shaver Shop he is.
He's from Shaver Shop. There
hey!
He is. And one of our ladies I saw was feeding her little bub over there, which was fantastic. Yeah. And who's got the big swimming pool?
I don't know. But Nancy's holding up a sign too. Thanks, SEN.
Good on you, Nancy.
Nice to see you, Nancy.
Bryce is there.
It's an exciting time for everybody.
It is. I'm getting pumped about this, Wispy.
Anyway. I'd like to give them all a Toyota, to be honest.
I know. We've got our great Toyota people here. They'd love to as well, but they'll get the sack. So we've got one.
And
what a car it is. So someone's going to have it inside an hour. But we've got to keep pushing on because one of our all-time favourites.
All-time.
On our last show, they said, who do you want to talk to? We said, oh, well, this bloke, but you must have Douglas Hawkins. And Douglas Hawkins joins us. Good morning to you, Dougie boy.
Hello, Gazza. Hello, Tim. How are you, boys?
Oh, all the better for hearing your voice. Are you back on traffic management or not?
Back, Gaz. Yeah, I'm back on the road with the stop slow. I'm back on the lollipop, and everything's going pretty well. Of course, as you know, Tim and Gaz, I work for Phoenix Traffic.
That's
and,
it.
And they're a fantastic organisation. And I've got a gut feeling that the flea, Dale Waitman, may have joined us or maybe going to be a road traffic operator. And he's got to stand on a fruit box so they actually can see when he's stopping the cars when they come along the road.
We did speak to Flea recently, and he did allude to that, actually. Did you put a good word in for the Flea?
Well, I actually pushed him, Gaz, you know, Toby Pinwell. Toby is our boss and played with Port Melbourne, captain of the Premiership a couple of years ago under the great Gary Ayres, and... so I did give him a bit of a push, but the flea, you don't need to push him, do you?
No.
Picks himself, don't you reckon, Gaz and Tim?
First pick, well, second pick behind you. You're the captain of the traffic stop and go thing. Don't worry about it.
No, I'll tell you who is, Gaz. I'll tell you who is.
Who?
Ian Cooper, Strop. Ian Cooper from Collingwood.
Strop Cooper.
He's a lollipop as well down at Phoenix. Oh, they love him. They love the big coops. Hey, when you step out of line there, Gaz and Tim, he whacks you straight on the Vera Lynn, straight on the chin.
What makes a good lollipop?
There's a lot of I'll tell you what, too, Gaz and Tim, the lollipop women out there now. There's a lot
of
nice girls get out there.
Yeah.
It's good money, $100 an hour. Not bad, is it? $120 bucks.
That's great. Hey, Dougie, are you allowed to listen to a podcast while you're standing there, or what's the protocols?
Well, you're not. No, Tim, you're not allowed. You've got to be focused. You've got to concentrate, Tim. I mean, even the great Warwick Capper did it for about a week.
You can't be
he
saying
actually
go
fell asleep with the stop sign.
You can't go when you're supposed to stop.
No, fair enough, too. Hey, you'd have a lot of time to maybe work on some new material, Dougie. I just want to ask you the question. How tough was it growing up in Braybrook back in the day?
Well, Gaz, Tim, you know how tough it was. And you know the story about me and my sister and my mum growing up in the commission flats and how tough it really was. And you know about the skateboard. Mum could afford to buy me that skateboard. I left it outside the milk bar. I went inside, I got that can of Coke. I come outside and there's my skateboard sitting on bricks. You remember that? I told you that story.
Every time you tell someone.
Now, Gaz and Tim, it gets better. Right. And you know quite well, my mum would have been absolutely filthy if anything happened to my skateboard. And I was absolutely packing myself. So anyway, I got the skateboard. I got home with no wheels, only the skateboard. I walked in, and there was my mum, Thal. She was taking the wallpaper off the wall. I said, "Mum, we're doing some renovations." She said, "No, Dougie, we're moving." That's how tough it was living in Braybrook. When you move, the wallpaper went with you.
I'd keep that in, Dougie.
Hey, that story's developing nicely. You just put another layer to it. It's
I love my own joke, Gazza.
We loved it too. What have you got planned for Rails and the family for Christmas? What's on for the Hawkins crew?
Me and Rails Hundahl, sweetheart, we're going away for Christmas.
Are you?
We're going from Bacchus Marsh to Melt. We're going to head down. It's about 14 k's from Bacchus. We're going to mix with those metropolitan people who've been locked in for about 8 months. No, we're not much, Gaz. We're going to stay home, Gaz. We've got the kids and our young boy and his partner, Bianca. They look like they'll be getting married in January, which they were going to get married in May this year in Bali.
Yep.
And obviously we couldn't travel to Bali, so that got all skittled. So they're going to get married down in Dalesford in January. So beautiful. All the family will be ready for that one. And we're just going to sit home, mate, sit around the pool, have a couple of pool blondes and just chill out.
It sounds like magnificent. Hey, what about your footy club? They've been pretty active. They've been busy in the trade period.
I have, Gaz, haven't they? Tim, yeah, they've been really good. The boy Treloar, Gaz and Tim, you'd probably know a lot more. I don't watch a lot of Collingwood, but the kiddo obviously can play a fair bit. What about the monetary? The young bloke's on 900,000. Is that right?
That is right, Dougie. That is right. And Collingwood apparently, well, there's a bit of argy-bargy going on at the moment, but they're going to carry about $300,000 of that each year for the next 5 years.
900 grand. Yep. Now, Gaz, in your highlights, your high time in the 90s, mate, you'd be on 1.5 million now, even more. Tim, you'd be on 2 million, and I'll be on 3.5. But anyway, that's...
hey, Dougie, on that point, what was the most you ever got paid in a season of football?
Well, after my 85 final series, Gaz, and Tim, as you know, I was pretty... I was red hot. I was in great form, and we got beat by Hawthorn by 10 points in the prelim final. It wasn't my fault, but that's another story. But anyway, the 86 had to renew my contract. I got 100 grand and an RX-7 from Werribee Mazda.
Jeez, overpaid.
And that done the deal. And Tony McGuinness come over. He got an RX-7. That's the reason why I won an RX-7 as well.
Wow. And what did you get?
I got 100 grand and an RX-7. Hey, Tim, Gaz, can I just send a quick cheerio? Send a quick cheerio to my young grandsons, young Noxie and young Lewis. They're listening at the moment. They're inside listening to Poppy, and they said, could I say hello to them?
Knox
hello,
and boys. Lewis. Good on you, boys. You're back in for the Western Bulldogs where old Pop used to play. What? Who are you? Are you Poppy or Pa or what are you?
I tell you what, Tim, Gaz, we got big Stephen Martin, haven't we? We got him from Brisbane, the big bloke.
Yes, you have. You have.
Is he coming to the Dogs?
He's coming.
So that's going to be good now, Tim and Gaz.
Why is that?
We spoke about Tim English being able to go forward now, a bit like Paul Salmon, Tim, back in your days. And so he might be an opportunity, English, to go forward and mark and stand up and do a bit of ruck work. Be good.
Well, you're very influential because I think Bevo was listening to the show that morning and I reckon they went after Steph Martin after you suggested they need some backup.
No doubt. And you hung on to young Dunkley. He looked like he wanted to get over to Wispy. Tim tried to do everything he could to get into the Bombers, but he couldn't get the deal done.
What do you make of that, Gaz? Tim, do you think, as a player, do you like a player wanting to leave your club and then he actually stays? What's your gut feeling on that one?
You know what would happen back in the day? If this was back when you were playing, the first intra-club practice match, you and Super McPherson and bloody Rick Kennedy, you would have got Andrew Dunkley or Josh Dunkley the first chance and give him a good belt round the ear hole in the intra club and said, "That's for leaving. Now you're back. You throw your arms around," and that's how you would handle it, wouldn't it?
Hey, Gaz, 100% spot on. Welcome back, son. Welcome back, Dunks.
Hey, Dougie,
little prick.
We want to tell you how much we love talking to you, mate. It just gives us a lift, and it gives our audience a lift, and hopefully we can hear a lot more of you next year on SEM with us.
Good on you, Gaz. Good on you, Tim, and have a great Christmas, and loved everybody, boys.
Terrific. Mate. The great Douglas Hawkins there joining us, one of our all-time favourites, and just one of the people in the world that when you talk to him and you hear his voice, just gives
he makes you feel better, doesn't
just
he?
Just gives you a lift. And he's developing that skateboard story. Just added another layer to it. He was here for Scott Pack, by the way. Turn unpaid invoices into cash. ScottPack.com.au. Thanks to them for supporting us. Thanks to all our supporters throughout the course of this long, trying, challenging season, Wispy.
It has been a bit of a challenge from time to time, but we've been able to pivot and show some agility.
You still with us or not?
Yes, he's
zoning out a bit, aren't
you? No, I lost my earpiece there at one stage. I couldn't hear Dougie. I had to laugh when you were laughing.
Because this morning
I was hoping that it was funny. I wasn't quite sure whether it was.
You can watch us on the SEN app. You'll just see what I deal with every day. I don't know if it's a sugar level thing, but at about 7:45, the old champ just starts to drift off and I've got to nurse him through and then he gets another lease of life after 8:00. So we'll take a break, we'll give him some of his medication and we'll be back with more. The Toyota, don't forget, we've got all our great Toyota winners. We can see them on our big board. They're up, ready to go. The kids are there. Who's that? Dan Bra, I can see, waving to us.
Santa Claus up
there. Dave Lobb over there. So great to see everyone pretty soon. We're going to find out who's going to drive away with a Toyota Kluger. That's in about 30 minutes away. Welcome back, everyone. The excitement in the studio is tangible. We've got Toyota people here are nervous. We've got Daisy Pierce, who's a Toyota ambassador, is more nervous because 42 people are going to hate her after this. But one person, Daisy, is going to love you. We've been away for nearly a week.
And just over a week.
One way you could get us back in the studio, and that was if we were to give away a magnificent
100%. Trip. And I'm as nervous as those people up on the screen at the moment.
I know.
Good luck, everybody. Good luck.
We can see everyone on the screen. They're holding up their keys. We did this from the first show back, so Toyota on board from our first show. The second year we've done this. Each week we do a lot of talk back, obviously, with our listeners. Our producers pick a talk back caller of the week, and they are all there, 43 of them, Tim. And now, without further ado, we've got a barrel. Are we blindfolding you?
I'm going to spin first.
Right.
And then I'm blindfolding.
Now you're going to blindfold.
So he's going to pull out a little ball here, and if it coincides with the key that's being held by our 43 listeners, you win the Toyota. Here goes Daisy.
On trend with the...
She's looking like a dag, but she's a daggy Toyota ambassador.
Hang on.
She's
didn't think about the keys part
of it. You idiot. What are you doing?
Trying to open the key.
Can someone give Daisy a hand opening the...
Hang on. Quick peek.
Taking it. This is all above board.
There we go.
This is part.
All right, back on.
Mask back on. She reaches in.
Little stir of the
ball. She has a stir of the ball. She grabs one. She shows us quietly so I can get the person. She shows the cameraman so they can zoom in. And our winner of the Toyota Kluger is number 17. 17. And it is Michael Farber from Taylor's Hill, and his wife Brenda might be the proxy, I'm told. Can we get Michael or Brenda up here? The excitement here. Oh, look at the great support by everyone. The disappointment is real, but the excitement for our winner. Have we got Michael up, by the way? He's fainted, I think. You might have turned your camera off.
Here we go. Look at the excitement.
Brenda.
That's Brenda.
Brenda, welcome and congratulations. What have you got to say about this?
Oh, my God, thank you. I can't believe it.
Where's Michael, your husband?
Honestly, he's fishing.
He's fishing? Jeez, where's he gone fishing?
Can you just tilt your camera down a little bit, please, Brenda? Just that's better. That's better. Now we can see it. Yeah.
So Michael's gone on a fishing trip, has he? And he said, listen, we're a chance to win a Toyota Kluger. You're going to have to be there on Friday morning. What did you think about that?
I wasn't impressed, honestly.
Oh. Where is he fishing? Are you going to be able to get in touch with him?
Yes, I will. He's just off out in Altona.
Oh, well, we might call him. We might give him a call. We'll have his mobile number. We'll call him out on the boat. But, oh, look.
That's Gary. That's Altona in the background there. You can see that picture behind Brenda.
He's not going to be putting all his filthy fishing gear in the brand new Kluger, is he, Brenda?
Oh, no, maybe I might be able to score the car.
Can you believe this has happened this morning, Brenda?
No, I'm shaking. You can't believe how I'm shaking.
And to give us a little bit of how many, have you got kids? You got children?
We've got two older kids, one 23 and one 19.
Wow. Well, this is a seven-seater, so when they have grandkids, you can jam them all in the Kluger and away you go. Hey, are you an SEN listener or is your husband listening and you just have to listen because he listens?
Yeah.
No, yeah, don't
basically.
Say, I love SEN. I'll be listening to it anyway.
Of course I love you guys.
Do you want to thank anyone, Brenda, before we let you go and we can catch up with your husband?
Thank you to all of you. Thank you to Toyota. I can't believe it. Just to everyone who made this possible.
No, beautiful. It is absolutely, we can see how excited you are and the fact you're shaking. It is a great joy of ours to be able to do it with the great help of our great friends at Toyota. So congratulations. They'll be in touch. They'll get all the details to you and I don't know how long it'll take, a day or two. You'll get it very, very quickly anyway, and you'll have it for Christmas and away you go.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
There you go. So that's Brenda, the proxy for Michael, who rang in Wispy. He's from Taylor's Hill, and was talking about racism and Eddie Betts and how it had changed his opinion on the whole thing. So I don't know whether, Trent, you've got Michael's mobile. He's only out in Altona. It's not like he's gone bush. Can we ring him?
What about when he gets back? Did you catch anything? Did I catch anything?
Yeah.
I caught myself a big Kluger. That's what I got. You don't catch one of those every day, Gary.
No. Hey, can we just thank all our listeners?
Of course.
Because we're nothing without our listeners. And all those great people that were on the screen before for being a part of it. I know you haven't won the Toyota Kluger today, but just being a part of our show throughout the year means the world to us. So thanks to all you guys
and
girls. You're absolute stars. Stay with us. We'll be back again next year. And I feel like I almost know you all personally. I'm recognising names there from people that have not always agreed with us, it's fair to say.
Well, most of them have.
When they ring up. But we love you all. Thanks for being a part of our show. And we'll do it all again next year, hopefully. So well done. So there they are, our listeners there, the 43. And there's...
We have got Michael on the line now, I think.
Michael.
How are we going, guys?
How are you going?
How do you reckon you're going? What's going on, Michael?
Is everybody having me on?
No!
This is Tim Watson, Gary Lyon and Daisy Pearce, and Michael, you've won yourself a brand new Toyota Kluger.
That's amazing! Amazing! Fantastic!
Where are you?
What were the odds?
No, 43-1, but where are you right now?
I am right now. I had to do a bit of early work and now I'm in the middle of Port Phillip Bay. And
caught anything?
We've caught two snapper and a Kluger.
Hey, the good news, Michael, is you've won the car. The bad news is that Brenda's already taken off in it.
Oh, she's probably sold it.
Hey, Brenda, I think Brenda can hear you. You want to talk to Brenda?
Hey, Brenda.
Hey, Mick.
Are you happy I made you zoom in now?
She was
complaining, guys. You know what she said, Tim?
No.
She said, "Why did they ask me a football question?"
Well, we're not going to do that.
What are you driving?
That's fantastic, guys.
What are you driving at the moment, Mick?
Well, we've actually got a few cars. We've got a Prado we're driving, which belongs to Dad, because my dad had a major stroke, unfortunately, and I'm using his Prado to tow with.
Right.
Well, we've got a couple of i30s that we've got for the kids.
Well, don't worry about them. What you've got now is one of the best cars on the market.
Yeah, I've got a 300 SRT that I'm not driving. It's sitting in the garage, but it's fantastic.
Well, we had to buy my wife a car. But not as good as this one.
We had to buy my wife a car.
No, you don't have to buy her anything. She's got a Toyota Kluger. You're ready now. You're right to go.
That's fantastic. I just want to thank you all. I'm just trying to think. I rang you guys about Eddie Betts and racism from memory.
No, that's exactly right. What you did, mate. So,
great call.
And we had a good conversation. I do ring pretty often, and I want to thank you all. I want to thank SCN. I want to thank everyone for the hamper yesterday, and I want to thank Toyota more than anything. And my wife for waking up.
Hey, Mick, you've nailed the whole damn lot, mate. So congratulations to you. You can drop one of the snapper in here to SCN on your way home, and good luck and enjoy the Toyota Clio.
Yeah, I'm good. That's fantastic. I appreciate it. Thank you all.
Well done, Michael. And to Brenda. Brenda, thanks to you for jumping into the hot seat there. You've handled it. We did ask you one football question.
Oh, thank you.
Enjoy. Good on you, Brenda.
Well done.
Thank you so much. Okay. And that's absolutely magnificent, Daisy. And you did a fantastic job. It all looked very
one
legit.
Job. One job. Don't one stuff job. It up.
No, but you did it really well. And who
sounds like the Kluger's going to the perfect Kluger family, though. Because it drives in the city. You can park it easily. It's got all the nice little safety features.
Swings into Toyota Ambassador mode.
Plenty of room in the back for all your gear, your fishing gear, sporting equipment.
Snapper in the back.
Your six kids.
Boy. Does it come with a tow bar? We can certainly put one of those on, can't we?
Option.
Easily.
Cool, 100%.
No, easily put a tow bar on the back of that. Who would have thought that we'd be giving a Toyota away to a bloke that's got a car yard already?
Yeah, but he needed the Kluger by the sounds of that. Hey, Daisy, thank you for coming in as a great friend of the program, but as a Toyota ambassador. And the fact you got so dressed up for us is...
Off to lunch. Where are you going for lunch today?
Did you realise you're going to be on?
I thought this was a radio program. Well, I didn't know you guys had gone big time into production and that kind of thing, and I thought I'd be overdressed, in all honesty.
You're giving a keynote address somewhere at lunch today,
Yeah, I'm going up to the government to do an address, that's right.
Well, you're great, and we love seeing you again, and good luck with the footy. We'll touch base again throughout the footy season.
Take care. Michael. Enjoy the break, and congratulations on a great year. I must say that I sat back and marvelled at your energy, week in, week out. Footy or no footy on.
It wasn't easy.
Tim drops off.
It wasn't easy.
Around quarter to eight, he drops off, and then he comes back. But you sent me a video of... because you're still working as a nurse, a midwife, and you had the SEN breakfast piped through the midwifery section.
Yeah, I work in a clinic where the pregnant ladies come in for monitoring. So five of them lined up in chairs and they get stuck there for anywhere between 30 minutes and 3 hours, and I had SEN cranking the whole time.
Makes these poor pregnant Gary women listen to us. So you're doing a fantastic job. Hey, thanks, we're here for Coin. Shop local with coin.com.au. Win and Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrances this Christmas. Been a big morning right here on SEN, and we'll bring it home now for our last half hour. Wispy, we'll just throw the lines open and talk to our wonderful audience. But first, some news headlines.